Why settle for court jesters when you can have three kings? Here are your hosts, Roy, Davari, and Dan. It's the Three Kangs of the Midway Podcast.
Everybody, welcome to the Three Kangs of the Midway Podcast, or Kangs, depending on your vernacular. Football is back, baby. The Chicago Bears played a football game this past Sunday against the Miami Dolphins. And it was sweet to behold. It was a tie, 24-24. You know, we played our backups versus their starters. And I like what I saw, especially from the young players. We got a lot of young rookies on this team, and it looks like we might have a pretty good draft class, man. And that defensive side of the ball, I like a lot of the young pieces. We had Ruben Hippolyte, who everybody criticized Ryan Poles for drafting, was out there looking like a heat seeking missile. Noah Sewell. And our boy, Austin Booker, man. Bending that edge. I know people say, well, it's just preseason. He kind of did that last year, and then he fell off and all this. Reps count, bro. He was playing against some starters on the Miami Dolphins offensive line, and he was creating havoc, just wrecking, game wrecking. And I like that, man. On the offensive side of the ball, we can touch on it later, but we're going to first jump off into that defensive side of the ball. How y'all feeling? First game. What do y'all think? What are y'all thoughts on the young boys?
I think the young boys was balling. To be totally honest, like you said, Booker had three sacks that game, didn't he?
Yeah.
Three. Sewell, it looks like he's coming into his own. And that's another guy who has intangibles that you can't measure, right? When he was at Oregon, he was a beast all over the field, a true dog. And now you saw him getting more comfortable in what he's doing, and he was all over the field again this past Sunday. So I just want to see him stack games, and possibly move on to the regular season and stack plays one on top of the other. Because right now, it's hard to tell. It's preseason. And even though they did play against some starters, I mean, hell, Larry Borum and them was out there, bro. And I don't mean to dish on Larry because he was a former Bear or anything like that. But, damn, they O-line sucks, bro. They O-line is pretty bad. But, like, you know, Booker, Sewell, and Hippolyte. Hippolyte is a dude that's very intriguing to me. One, he's fast as hell. Crazy speed. And he's a heat-seeking missile. He reminds me a lot of, like, the way he goes sideline to sideline. And with that speed, people forget. Even though we grabbed Brian Urlacher, he didn't hit the ground running with us. A lot of people forget that, right? It took him a minute. And then they moved him. The Bears moved him around a lot.
Yeah.
Before they settled in on him being a middle linebacker. Because, again, people think, like, no, Lack wasn't a middle linebacker coming out of New Mexico State. I'm sorry, not New Mexico State, but New Mexico.
Yeah.
He wasn't a middle linebacker coming out of New Mexico. He was a safety.
He wasn't even a linebacker.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He was a safety. So that ran a 4.5, 4.4, sub 4.4, 4.5. But he was a freak of nature, and he loved to hit. And so it just also happened that I think it was like Roosevelt got hurt. Roosevelt Colvin, he ended up getting hurt, and they had nobody. So they threw Urlacher in there, and the rest is history, right? Hall of Fame career. So again, with Hippolyte, and the way that, again, he was filling the holes and he was thumping people, man. Like, literally thumping motherfuckers. He's a hard hitter. And dude is he the first one to fill the gaps. And you know what I'm saying? And he's the first one to fill in the hole. I love to see that. So those three, that's something to build on. And I'm going to be looking at towards this upcoming week against the Bills and actually see, you know what I'm saying, how they do and what they got going on. So on the defensive side of the ball, I mean, those corners, man, hate to rag on the D, but bro, them corners was getting, they was getting torched. It was one in particular that was getting torched. Was that Banks? Was that Banks or whatever his damn name was?
No. Blackwell?
Blackwell got torched. It was another, I knew it was something with a damn B. Trash. I hate to rag on him, but dog, he was getting.
Blackwell had been, he had been pretty good too. I mean, he earned himself a little. A two-year extension that they gave him, right? So, you know, not for no big money or nothing. You know, he's going to be like the fourth or you know, fifth cornerback on the squad. But, you know, he had played into a decent role there. So
yeah, he did.
That's the way I look at it. I'm looking at it like, okay, Blackwell, I'm not really worried about it because he's not going to be a top three guy. You know what I mean? In my opinion,
he ain't going to be top four.
Four, maybe five, you know, if that.
Five, six.
Yeah, because you got Terrell Smith before him.
Yeah,
you
still got Nation Wright who
Tyreek
came out.
Stevenson before him.
Kyle Nation Gordon. Wright.
You know. And Blackwell is like one of those players that you can throw on special teams. You can put him, he can play a little safety for you if you need him to. So he's kind of like a little switchblade out there. So I'm cool with that. You know, the most impressive thing about the defense in the preseason game to me was Austin Booker. I mean, by far. And it ain't just the sacks. He had three sacks. That's dope. That's great. A strip sack. You know what I mean? All of that stuff. Those were great plays. But just his motor. Because you're not – those sacks are not going to happen every single game. You're not going to get three. No. You're not going to get a strip sack every game. But the effort is what's going to show up every single game. So, in my opinion, that's what popped off the screen to me. Yeah, those sacks was dope. Glad to see him. And a lot of people are going to look at that and say, okay, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, man, when I saw him running somebody down from behind, you know what I mean, a running back. Once the running back got past the line of scrimmage, Austin Booker is able to chase him down from behind. Just not giving up on plays. The effort, the maximum effort that he's putting out there. To me, that shows up more on film, because when you have that type of play, then those sacks and stuff come more frequently. You know what I'm saying? So I think that popped off for me. I liked what I saw from him. I liked from what I saw from a lot of the, you know, that was happening, you know, in Chicago. Offensive wise, you know what I mean? We did some things, but, you know, I was really paying more attention to the defense. The offense, you know, I really, you know, none of the starters played. You know, you're going to get some backup players that played. You know, they played decent. Monungai played pretty well. You know what I mean? So on and so forth. But at the end of the day, that defense, you know, you just want to see somebody be able to step up, make plays. And like I said, the effort, the intensity, the energy that you see it from them, that's what jumped off to me. So I was happy to see it. Sure.
Yeah, man. Monungai was balling, dude. He I like
yeah, he was.
That short area quickness he got, it showed sure. up. Like that's the one thing you worry about. Like, is it gonna translate to the NFL? He doesn't have that long speed, but he's like shifty. I like that. Guys almost look like they teleporting the hole, like they here and they there, and you know, and then you'll run them down. But I think with the having that as a change of pace back with Swift. Is good for the Chicago Bears, because Swift is, you know, obviously faster, can actually break away. You need somebody that can grind you down, especially when it gets cold. And we already know our boy Roshan, he has them injury issues. You know, he had the concussions, now he's out again with the injury. So, you know, yeah, I think that's going to be a good thing. Our young boys, our top two picks, didn't play that much, but the way they move, they look legit, dude. I mean, Colson Loveland. He only caught, a pass or two, but you can tell, bro. Like, you can just look at him, and he just looks like he's that dude, you know? he looks like a dude. You see him, you be like, yeah. That's one of the best players on the field right there. The way he moves, the way he catches the ball. Yeah. And Burton got some catches, ran out of bounds before the clock so we can kick that field goal. The report coming out of camp that that he's legit.
That was a real heads up play. That was a real heads up play.
He's we got a couple players right there on offense. Those three guys right there. I think we're gonna be all right. I think Colson Loveland, Luther Burden, and Kyle Manunga, to a lesser extent, we're gonna be all right, man. I know the starters are gonna play versus the Bills, and I know that was a lot of heat with that, and a lot of people felt like the Bears should have played the starters week one. You know, week one is gone now, so we got week two. We're gonna play versus the Bills, and we're gonna see. At the end of the day, still preseason, it's vanilla. I just want to make sure everybody leaves out of there healthy, get some reps, you know, get hit, you know, so they're not getting hit the first time they walk into a week one in an NFL game. That's how I kind of look at it. You're not going to show too much, run operations smoother, then get out of there without injuries, you know, then let the young guys fight for their position. So how y'all feeling about this this week two preseason game? What you trying to see? What you hope for?
I'll let Dan go.
Man, I'm going to be real with you. I hope I see what I wanted to see last week. You know what I'm saying? And you said it, Will, like okay, yeah, week one is over in the preseason. But at the end of the day, I'm going to be honest, right? Like, I give Ben Johnson his credit, and I'm going to ride with him, so on and so forth. But I think it was I don't like the decision to not play your starters. I don't like it. I don't like the decision to not play Caleb Williams in that first game. That's just my opinion. And the reason and the reason I have that opinion is because I feel like he needs that rep. He needs those reps on the football field. And it's because, like we talked about in nauseam last time we was on the podcast, you know, he's at a disadvantage because he was kind of hindered last year with the coaching, with watching video, which all of these things that we were talking about, like, he's been hindered. He's been slowed down. His progression has been slowed down. True enough, he played well enough to show you signs of who he could be. But at the end of the day, he's been hindered a little bit. So, you know, we're at a point now where it's like, we ain't got the luxury, in my opinion, to be sitting nobody. So I'm glad that he's starting them in the second game. I'm going to move on to it. But I had to say that because at the end of the day, I'm going to call out the good and I'm going to call out the bad. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Straight up. So in my opinion, it wasn't the greatest decision to sit go guys. You know what I mean? I want to see these guys playing. It's a young team. It's a new offense. It's a new coaching staff. It's new players. It's a new offensive line. Like, all of this stuff is new. Put these guys on the field and let them get as many reps as possible. Forget injuries, bro. Injuries are going to happen regardless. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a big guy who says, hey, let's save guys and protect them from injury. Man, they're going to happen. Next man up, get in the game, do what you need to do. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully this second game, we're going to see what I wanted to see this first game. What I wanted to see in the first game, which was Caleb Williams, which was the offense, which was people getting some continuity and learning each other on the football field, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they should have played a series at least, in my opinion.
Yes.
Even if you ain't want to play, yeah. Make it vanilla. Vanilla as hell. At least get out there.
Yeah.
My thing is, what I want to see against the Buffalo Bills, I want to see continuity. I want to see engineering of this offense. I want to see leadership from our quarterback. I want to see competency, plays where he knows what he's doing. Get in, get out, you know, get in, get out of the huddle, get to the line. You know, if it's not there, check it. Do what you got to do. But that's, again, more shit that we should have had done in week one. And for those who sit there and say, well, I mean, it's just a dress rehearsal anyway. Look, fuck you, okay? At the end of the day. Because, again, I don't want my quarterback looking aloof come Monday Night Football and embarrassing himself on national fucking TV. Because we'd only game Monday night. Only game. And whether you want to admit it or not, he is going to be highly scrutinized if he throws another turd out there another stinker and shows up the way he did damn near that we were going out before that Green Bay game. 150 yards passing and shit like that. I don't want to see that. I don't. Not in year two. Okay? I don't want to see that. So, again, yes, he should be getting the reps. If Patrick Mahomes is out there, who has how many Super Bowl rings? If he's out there and he's playing a quarter, yeah, I think Caleb should get out there. Well, Ben Johnson put him through 80 plays. I don't give a fuck. It's not simulating real game action. That's what y'all fail to realize. You can do all the mentals. Do your Googles. You can do all the mentals all you want. It doesn't simulate real game live action. Okay?
That's true.
I don't care how much you rehearse the shit in your head. It's not simulating real gameplay at the end of the day. So he has to play. I would like to see him play the entire first half. All right. Me personally. Oh, what if he gets hurt? I don't care. So what? Next man up. What if he fucking gets hurt week one? First play out for the year. Then what? Well, we shouldn't have played him. Like, well, how do you sound? How do you sound? Right. My thing is, like I said, what I want to see is him compete. I want to see him play at a high level. I want to see him be a quarterback. That's what I want to see, right? I don't want to see you back there fucking scrambling, doing a scramble drill. You fucking off kilter, and you winging some shit 60 yards downfield that's 40 yards uncatchable.
No, yo. I'd rather see him do that in the preseason than be doing that in the regular season.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, yeah.
Play that's, within
that's
the system.
That's why you do
you
it.
You know what I'm saying? Let him do all that junk right now.
Play within the system.
This is what he did in the beginning of the season. Yeah.
But I want to see him methodically put together a drive like Tyson Bagent put together, a 9-play drive ending in a touchdown. That's what I want to see. That's what I legit want to see. I mean, will it happen? I don't know. Again, growing pains. There's going to be growing pains. But this is where you're supposed to get them growing pains out. You don't take these games for granted, man. And I said this last year in preseason. You don't take these games for granted at all. This is where you work out the kinks. You know, like, hey, yeah, these are glorified practices in the preseason. Practices that simulate real life game action.
Yeah, because if you throw 3 pick-sixes in the preseason, guess what? They don't count.
Exactly.
They don't count.
As soon as it's over, it doesn't matter. He played like crap in the preseason. No one cares.
Exactly.
It's preseason. Come out of the season. Yeah. Yep. It's preseason. Yeah, I thought they should have played at least a series. And then this one should be treated like the typical dress rehearsal game, right?
Yes.
Where you play first, second quarter, you go into the halftime, you adjust your game plan, you come out and you play a series or two, then you can let the young boys go. But I want to see you play two and a half, three quarters this game.
Yeah.
Whatever agreement you got with the Buffalo, but you need to go to the, like you said, simulate a real game, because what's going to happen is he did this last year. He was like, no, I'm not going to be nervous. He came out pumped, airmailing, not seeing stuff because the adrenaline, the crowd's going crazy, people yelling, and you've been in practice where it's all controlled, and they going hard, but it's not the same as walking through the tunnel in a stadium with 80,000 fans screaming and yelling, booing, cheering, you know, headsets going out, play calls not coming in, you can't hear. That's what happens. That's why you got to play. Yeah. That's why you got to play in the preseason.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to play, you know? They got to play. It's very important, man.
I mean, it's reps, bro. Like when you have reps, and you go through, it doesn't matter what you're going through, whatever game you're going through. The more you're out there, the more comfortable you are. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like they talk about it. Like if you go to give public speaking at school or something, they say practice, because when you start doing it, then all of a sudden you'll just be comfortable doing it. The more you do something, the more comfortable you are doing it. And in my opinion, I think Caleb has got the confidence and all of that, but he has to be more comfortable on the football field. The only way you do that is by letting them play the game. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Get out there, man. And like I said, it's new pieces that you got there, right? It's a new offensive line. It's new everything. So yeah, you get them reps in practice, and that's great. You got joint practices that they was doing last week, you know what I mean? Where they was carving them up in practice or whatever. And that's cool. That's great. But once again, it's nothing like going through the motions of getting ready for a football game, going through warm-ups, putting your pads on, doing things that you normally do before a football game, and then going out there and playing the football game. You can't substitute it. Like Ned said, you can't substitute that feeling, the adrenaline that goes, the you know, everything that's inside, all the emotions that's bubbling. You can't simulate any of that on any other level. So you just got to let it happen, man. I can't wait to see what happens. I was glad to hear the report today that they're going to have these starters play. If they didn't have the starters play, bro, I don't know what I would have said today on this podcast. I ain't going to lie. I'd have been like, fire Ben Johnson. No, I ain't gonna fire. Not fire Ben Johnson. I'm just joking, but I'm just saying, like for real, though, like, you gotta get these guys some reps, man. You got to let them play.
Yeah. Yeah, we learned that from Matt Nagy.
Yes.
We found out why Matt Nagy was trying to hide Mitch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can't hide him, bro. I mean, they going to have to play. You know,
come out sooner or later, bro.
It's gonna come out. So you know, it's gonna. I ain't saying that's the case with Caleb, but I'm just saying we know that. Yeah, the reps are important, man. It's important, and I also want to say this too. I know we're gonna be critical, but bro, this is national media, bro. Especially your boy Colin Cowherd, bro.
He was the main one last year, dog. He was
exactly
the main one, like, just riding for Caleb last year.
Before and
you have to go, you have to draft him.
Before we kicked off,
about face, bro. A complete about face. It's like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
Before we kicked off, I told you this was going to happen.
Yeah,
I told you this was going to happen. I told you. I said why? Because again, they pretty much made him Superman at quarterback, going in. This is the best situation ever for any quarterback. And
yeah,
shoot, look, he got dealt the hand that he got dealt, right? And then, of course, you know, this whole offseason, and Caleb's to blame too, because again, some of this shit that he was doing, the whole, you know, my approach, and again, we understand that, you know, he tries to be candid and, you know, he tries to push his brand and shit. Bro, start winning first. That's my thing. Start winning first, right? Because if you win, everything else is going to fall into place. Your brand, your fingernail polish, whatever fuck you want to do, bro. All that weird shit you doing, whatever you want to do, that's you. That's do your thing, bro. But win games first. And then, and only then, you do the extra shit. But you come out with the fucking book and GQ magazine. You talk about how you didn't want to come to the Bears, which turned a lot of people off. And it made national media ears perk up. And then you're too open. You're too candid. In all honesty, Caleb, this past offseason, you was doing too much talking with no results to back up no results to back it up. Meanwhile, you don't hear nothing from Jaden Daniels, right? So this is your counterpart again. I keep telling you, you two are going to be pitted against each other for life. You're going to be pitted against each other for life. Jaden Daniels going about his life, quiet, doing whatever he's doing. Cool. Meanwhile, we got Caleb over here taking pictures with flowers in his ear, fingernail polishing shit. You know, I look. What do you want me to do, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, I got people clowning me, like, look at your fucking quarterback. And I'm like, bro, hey, you know, I can't say nothing about that, bro. He is on man. And I don't knock it because, shit, Dennis Rodman did the same shit.
Yeah.
But yeah. Dennis Rodman produced.
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman did more.
It did way more. Dennis
Rodman married himself, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wore dresses and shit. Dennis Rodman did the same shit. So I don't have an issue with this. But you better fucking win.
You better win.
And that's the thing. So again, I saw this coming a mile away. I said, I looked at it and I said, okay. Well, this past offseason, your rookie, when you got drafted, you was talking shit. And people, it was rubbing people the wrong way, but whatever. Folks wanted to give you a chance. No, he's gonna be the next great thing. He's gonna be this, he's gonna be that, he's gonna be that. And then the season happened. Okay. And it wasn't just Jaden. Granted, they say, well, look at Caleb's numbers. Yeah, but I mean, goddamn, dog. It didn't yield any fruit at the end of the day. It yielded fruit for Bo Nix. It yielded fruit for Jaden Daniels. They were successful. How the fuck were we less successful, yet we had a better team on paper and record-wise the year before?
On paper.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You gotta like I said, we blame the coaching, right? We blame the coaching. But at this point now, we can't do that no more.
No.
Right? So we blame the coaching because the coaching was an issue last year. It was major.
Like, you talking about Sean Payton and Dan Quinn versus Matt Eberflus.
Yeah,
I'll give you that. Ben Johnson, though.
Right.
It's proven.
So that's the thing. So it's like, okay, now we have a situation where it's like, okay, now we got to go forward. But like you said, it's the truth, man. And I'm just going to be honest. Like, the media, national media, they're going to do what they're going to do. Yeah. I know it. We knew it. We knew what was coming. They was going to do an about face. They was going to throw him under the bus. They're going to try to make it hard. They're going to try to make it difficult. Number one, your quarterback. You got drafted number one. That's number one. Number two, it's in Chicago.
Yes.
That's, you know what I mean? That's another big, big problem. Number three, you accepted it. You accepted it, right? So you know, with the cash money that you talk, you got to be able to pack it up. You got to be able to put that money back on the table when it comes time. You know what I'm saying? So that's all. I think that's what the city of Chicago wants. That's what fans are looking at. It's like, okay, dog, do what you want to do. We don't care. You know what I mean? Paint your nails, wear a dress if you want to, whatever. It don't matter. But at the end of the day, my nigga, at the end of the day,
you got to win.
Ball out. Ball out. That's all we need. Look at how the city of Chicago embraces Dennis Rodman to this day.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Just last week he was in the pinstripes and they was doing promo for the Bulls new jersey.
Going crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, you know,
he comes
back to Chicago every year. He loves Chicago, Chicago loves him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So Caleb can have that same type of feel. He will be loved in Chicago. Imagine if he comes out. We talked about that too. He comes out and he balls out 4,000 yards, takes him to the playoffs. A couple years down the road, we go to a Super Bowl. Dog, he's
legend.
He'd be up there with Mike.
Revered in Chicago.
Yeah, he'd be up there with Mike. Bears.
He'd be up there with Mike, with D Rose, and Caleb Williams would be up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Straight up.
Yeah. Walter Payton, he'd be up there, bro. He'd be a legend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's like, that's all you got to do is ball out now.
And that goes back to what we're saying. They really, as much as I like Ben Johnson, he didn't do him any favors by not playing him, because now it just keeps getting. Now the media got some, why ain't they playing him? Heard he struggled in practice. Exactly. They can't get lined up correctly. Oh, they're not playing him because they're scared to play him. They don't want to expose him. Mm-hmm. And then you just keep getting more shit. Whereas you could have just hand off the ball, throw a couple screens in a slant, pulled him off the field. He go 3 for 4, 60 yards.
Be done.
Scoring drive. Yeah. And then they like, oh, Caleb look good. The offense look like they might be, you know what I mean? Now the narrative is different. So now you got to go do that shit versus the Buffalo Bills, who also playing A1s, you know, which I think the Bears have the talent. The Bears got the talent to do it, but Buffalo Bills are a well-oiled machine. They've been good for a while.
The team you should have really threw him out there against is Miami.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That weak ass defense they got.
You know, you throw him
out. Hey,
you had to play him at some point. You only got one more preseason game after this one, so you had to
play him at some point.
And in the third game, you're not gonna play him, so you got to play him this game.
You got to,
You know,
yeah, you got to play him a whole half. You got to play him a whole half and come back after the half. You got to. yeah, at this point.
Yeah, I think so.
And hopefully he looks good and looks solid, because if he don't, you know, we're going to hear that shit for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, God.
You know, next week, then the week before the season, and they go like, oh, my God, Caleb Williams looked like shit in the first preseason game. Now you got to play Brian Flores, and, man, they go.
Listen, you know, so I say it time and time again. It's going to be a rough season. I just know it. I see it. It's going to be rough to start the year. The schedule's brutal. It's going to be rough. It's going to be some close ones. You know, now, it's a game of inches. You know, it's two or three plays that either win you the game or lose you the game. It's always like that every Sunday. Two or three plays. That's it. Two or three plays. Two or three plays that win you the game or lose you the game. So, are we going to be, you know, depending on how we come out of it, cool. But, again, like I said, I want us to be ascending at the end of the season, because I'm not expecting much. I said this time and time again. Pedal back expectations on this motherfucker. And I'm being honest, because it's going to take him some time. It may take him till week 12 before the shit click. And then we finish the year on a 5-game winning streak. Mm-hmm. And then people be like, shh, that Bears team, man. Here we go. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Look out for him. You know, look out for him.
You got to see ascension. You got to see, you got to see steps taken in the right direction. Like I, you know, look at Detroit, right? We look at Detroit because it's easy comparison, because Ben Johnson came from Detroit. All right. So very easy comparison. This is year five of Dan Campbell up there. Year five. So regardless of what people say, like, oh, Detroit turned it around quick. No, they you know,
they lost their first that
they
first
took
year
steps in the right direction.
They were
that,
one
that first
and seven.
Year they was terrible. Yeah. They took off real slow. They stepped up the next year. They went up the next year. They went to 15. They won 15 games last year. Now we'll see what they do this year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, even the second year they started off slow.
Yeah.
So they got their ass kicking, then started off slow. Can you imagine that with Bears?
Exactly.
First year shit in this
man.
First half, they already like, oh my God, fire everybody. And all they had to do was wait, and they start winning. Went into next year, and that's when they beat Green Bay and missed the playoffs, and then boom, they make the playoffs.
That's,
you know,
but that's the thing. That's the thing with our fan base, with the media. The media, we already know, is not going to be patient. That's just not how it works. The Bears are running. They're a laughing stock of the NFL when it comes to certain things, when it revolves around the quarterback room and stuff like that. They are, you know, they're going to be a team that gets laughed at and whatever the case. So we understand how the national media, even the local media, is going to work. They're going to have knee-jerk reactions. You're going to have talk radio. They're going to be going crazy on there, talking trash, and, you know, all kinds of stuff. But at the end of the day, it's the fan base that has to be patient with this dude. You don't want to turn your back on him right away. You know what I mean? Let this maturation process take place. That's what it is. It's a process, people.
Bro, how many times have we said this, though, bro? How many times have we said
a lot.
It's like the third. Trubisky, Fields.
Never.
You know, we can't say anything about Justin Fields.
You got to let him develop, man. They expecting this motherfucking quarterback to come pre-ready made.
That's what they want. They don't want it. They don't want to. They want a year one.
First year, he's throwing for 5,000 yards.
That's what they want.
Like, yo, that's not. Patrick Mahomes did it. Like, it's not really rare.
It was actually his second year.
It was his second year.
Yeah. Tom Brady, same thing. He, even when he started, you look at Tom Brady's numbers, he was throwing for 3,000 yards, like 18 touchdowns his first 3-4 years. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers didn't get good. He sat for like 4 years.
5 years. Played by Brett Favre. Yeah.
Year five is when he became good. Like, not everybody, even Joe Burrow was like, all right, his first year. The second year, he took off. Like, Jaden Daniels, and who else did that? C.J. Stroud? That was
shit's
a rare,
rare,
bro. That don't happen.
That's
and then C.J. came back.
Shout out to the I.E. Them boys from my neck of the woods, and they out here in Cali. Them boys came in the gate. Fire. Sure. But it must be something in the water. But the rest of them, dude, it don't work like that.
Don't work like that.
Perfect example. Perfect example. Look at Bryce Young.
Yeah.
It took him a minute. It took him, what, 2.5 years?
Yeah. He looked washed. He got benched.
Yeah, and then right, and it took him for it took a moment for him to see what was going on, what the head coach was asking of him, and the game immediately slowed down. And when it slowed down, now Bryce Young is looking like Bryce Young from Alabama. Mm-hmm. Now he's navigating his way through. Like, oh, okay, yeah, so I got this. They might make the damn playoffs this year.
Come on, we can go on. What about Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, took a minute.
He at the Cleveland. He bounced around a couple teams, bro. Yeah. Like, he played for Carolina. Played for the Rams. Now, guess what? He got a big contract in Tampa Bay. Freaking Sam Darnold, Geno Smith.
It takes a minute.
Everybody on their own.
As you said even before, Will, it's not linear.
Yeah, success isn't linear, bro.
It's not linear.
Hell, Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels didn't become a star in college until he left Arizona State and went to LSU.
Yes, sir.
It took another year.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
You know? And like, so that's when I, like, that's the whole thing, bro. I know we pushed back on it, but I didn't like, people thought we were bashing Caleb, and it wasn't. We were trying to, like, we had some jokes in between there. You know, but when it was like, okay, bro, at the end of the day, y'all need to be patient. Y'all are placing unrealistic expectations on this young man because they wanted to tear down other people and make us. It was all about a Twitter debate. We're like, bro, you asking this dude to do too much. The line is trash. We told y'all the line was trash. And we told y'all the coaching staff.
Justin stuff. Fields is just making him look bad.
Yeah, that's okay. What some dude told me. He said it. I remember dudes getting arguments with me like, the line ain't that bad. I'm like, bro, where?
You know, motherfuckers was abysmal.
I mean, Jenkins was okay, but he was always hurt. That was about it. I was like, right in Jenkins, and Jenkins always hurt. We don't got a center. We never had a center. We had Nate Davis, whatever. Yeah,
I told people last year, like, oh, well, okay, Jenkins is good. We'll give him a contract, blah, blah, blah. He's too injured, bro. He's just too injured. Like you. I like what he can do. I like physicality and all of that stuff that he brought to the table. But at the end of the day, you can't trust him to be healthy at all.
No.
So you gotta go. You gotta go, bro.
Where the hell go anyway?
Don't sign him back. The Jets? Get somebody else in there.
Oh well, there you go.
Yep. You Jets. Yeah.
And not even start.
That's the thing. I don't think he is.
It's crazy though, like a broken record, bro. We be saying the same thing, and it's funny how the people that, you know, there's tons of people that was like, oh, y'all are bashing Caleb. Now we the ones that's straight up defending them because we already know
how
the tables are gonna turn. What's gonna happen here? We know what's gonna happen, right?
That's great. They turned on his ass so fast, bro. I hope he saw that.
It is
a lot. They turned on his ass so fast. All them 670 to scores. They making his jerseys and
turkey neck over there prancing around his damn jersey.
We gotta try for greatness. And we were like, bro, you gonna reset the quarter? You reset the quarterback, Clyde Stratford. I was like, you gonna have to develop him. You know.
Yes.
But now you in it. Yeah. Now you in it. Just be in it. Just accept it. Because ain't no other option, bro.
Ain't no other option. This has to work.
What you gonna do? Get Arch Manning?
If it doesn't work, we're set back. But Arch coming out in what, 2 years? Caleb got 2 years, bro. He got
2 years.
I'm like, what you gonna do? Go get Arch? Yeah. Like, yeah. All right. Good luck.
You got this year. You got next year, and you should know by then. I think this year, next year, you should know by then.
Yeah.
You can tell what if Ben Johnson loses faith in him. You know?
Oh yeah.
I like what you said earlier today, Will. You said that on what'd you say? I'm with Caleb until Ben Johnson loses faith in them.
Yeah,
I'm riding with.
You'll know. Like, remember when Nat Nagy just was off Mitch?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was just like, oh, I'm fucking dumb, dude. I'll play fucking Nick Foles, Andy Dalton, anybody over this. That's what you know. Yeah. And Bajan ain't the answer. I like Bajan. I like it. I think he's a good kid. I think he's a good backup. But Bajan ain't the answer. If we go into Beijing, bro, you might as well just tear everything down. Like, you cooked. Caleb got to work, bro. So everybody can get mad and not have. I don't have patience. Okay, you don't have a choice. That's how I look at it. You don't have a choice. None of us have a choice.
You have no choice.
We just pray that he he's talented, bro. That's the thing about it. I can't deny it. The boy is talented. Like, you know what I mean?
He just got to put it all together. Like I said, it's his mentals.
Yep.
It's his mentals, man. It's his mentals. He just got to put it all together. The rest is on him. Literally. So.
Yeah. They, I can actually say they actually did everything. People say, oh, the best situation. No, this is a damn good situation.
Right.
Weaponry, the line, like legit offensive lineman, a legit coach. The defense is still good. Yeah, this is, but yeah, it's gonna be growing pains no matter what the roster look like.
That's a fact.
And that, it ain't easy. Who we playing? We starting out with the Vikings. We play the Lions early on, don't we?
Yep. Yeah, we play the Lions second week
Cowboys.
Of the year.
Cowboys. Yeah, Cowboys.
I'll be at that game. Second week. Yeah. Second week, September 14th. I shall be there. Score me some nice lower level seats for about $600. So I'm like,
two division rivals to start off.
Yeah.
That made the playoffs.
Yeah. You can start the hole 0-2.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can start at the top of the mountain 2-0.
Yes.
1-1 is good with me, but it's realistic. The Bears can start off 0-2.
Yeah.
Hope y'all listening.
I told you, it's going to be rough.
Hope y'all listening.
It's going to be rough.
Brian Flores, boy.
We start out 2-0. Look, that may light a fire. We start out 2-0, that may light a fire. But realistically speaking, I just got to see more. Now, do we have it? Yes, we have more than enough. But again, like I said, you know, and not just on the quarterback. You know what I'm saying? We got the left tackle issue. You know, we haven't solidified anybody over there to anchor that left side. Waiting on more cuts to happen, but I don't know if that's going to work.
Yeah, if you had to put a gun in my head right now, I think Braxton go end up over there.
Yeah.
At number one?
And
on left tackle?
Because, I mean, he's a veteran. You can trust him. Give Trapeal time to develop. Because, I mean, we figured that we were going to need a left tackle. But if you were going to replace the three interior, you probably can live with Braxton Jones for one more year. It ain't the most ideal scenario, but what can you do, you know?
Yeah.
Because there wasn't really anybody for us to draft.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I'm not sold on Braxton winning it yet. I think he's still got some. He got some work to do with his legs, man. You know what I mean? From what I'm looking at. You know what I mean? He was already a little on the weaker side to me. You know what I mean? He already had a little bit of like a lack of physicality or strength. He has some good qualities. He got some agility and things like that. That worked well for him, especially with a mobile quarterback. But at the same time, I thought he lacked a little bit of strength. And coming back from this leg injury, bro, your base is so important on the offensive line. You know what I mean? So, you know, I gotta really pay attention to what he does in this upcoming game,
and
see if he gets pushed back too much, bull rush,
he didn't have enough
whatever.
Anchor in his ass.
You know what I mean?
He was easily getting pulled
over. He looks skinny.
And like I said,
he looks skinny and old.
Like, damn.
Yeah.
It's like you playing with your son. You just push him over on the bed. You know what I'm saying? It was moments where that shit was just done, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I used to play with my son,
one
he
touchdown.
Just, on the bed, I just push his ass over like, boom. You know what I'm saying? He gonna fly back. Yeah. Like, shit.
He did on that one touchdown Tyson threw. He got whooped.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got whooped on that one where he just whiffed on a guy, too. I don't know if y'all saw that one where he was, you know, he lined up and he... The guy just went right past, like, inside, not on the outside. He went inside. And I'm like, you don't get beat inside like that. You know what I mean? Often, not beat on the inside. You know what I mean? The guy went inside on him. It was kind of crazy. But, you know, we got to see what happens, man. Hopefully, you know, he's just working his way back or whatever. But, I'm not sold on it yet. I think that's still up for grabs. I think that position is still up.
Hey, I hope Ozzie wins it. That's what I hope wins it. You know, you get a second round, that would make this draft crazy.
You gotta claim it though, bro. You gotta claim it.
Yeah, he got to. Yeah, but he played all right. But I give him that it was his first NFL game. You know what I mean? So it's
like,
oh shit,
what? Mm-hmm.
Nah, he didn't. It's like one of the oh shit, welcome to the NFL moments. Yeah, that's gonna be a big thing to watch this coming Sunday.
Yeah,
that left tackle.
Why the fuck they got the Bears playing on Sunday all the time? Sunday. Mm. Like,
oh yeah,
they the only team playing on Sunday. Well, of course the opponent, but you know, week one was on Sunday, week two was on Sunday, and I think week three is on a Friday. That's the only game that's on Friday night. Which, who the hell playing in that?
Mm-hmm.
Freaking, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
we don't know. Who's that running back?
Right.
What's that?
Who the hell is that?
Number 47.
I want to see.
Who the hell is that?
Right.
Who going through the Bears roster? Yeah. Going through the roster. Wichita State.
Right.
You know, undrafted free agent, you know.
Wooshock.
Wooshock. O'Shack Hennessy.
Right. O'Shack Hennessy. Right. No, seriously. I want to see more of Wheeler. Ian Wheeler.
Yeah.
I want to see what he can do, man. You know.
Man, that speed is real.
That speed is real. You got to find a way to use that speed.
Yeah.
He break away. He gone.
Yeah, they need the SP. Because my young guy and Roshan, they thumpers.
Oh, yeah.
So it would be
yeah.
nice to have that fourth running back be a burner.
Absolutely. Nice. Yeah, he's going to have to play special teams, too. So.
Oh, yeah.
Quick question. And I posted this question on Twitter. Do you think Luther Burden is going to change his number? I think he is.
Yeah.
That 87 just, it don't fit him to me for whatever reason. But the only other number is going to be available, possibly, it's number 13.
Yeah.
Do we want to put that on him? I mean, you know who had 13. I mean, you know, Kevin White. But, he had 11. Kevin White had 11.
Yeah, he had 11.
He dabbled around with 13 for a bit, but he stuck with 11.
I think he started off at 13 for a minute? I think he got 13. And then he went to 11.
Went to 11.
Somebody had 11. Yeah, somebody had 11 or something. And he couldn't. Yeah, he was a rookie or something. Yeah, I think he might change because Alexander, like, he might make the practice squad, but I don't think he'll make the 53.
Right.
Because, you know, you so deep at wide receiver. We just named the top four. You got, you know, of course, DJ, Rome,
Burden,
Oz, Burden. That's four right there.
Yeah.
And then you know,
Webster. You think Duvernay, Webster makes it?
No, Duvernay going to make it because he's a kick return.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Devin Duvernay. And then you got one more spot, you know.
Mm.
It's going to be Tyler Scott.
Hell, you know, look, I'm done with the Tyler Scott experiment, bro. I seen enough.
He messed up down there on that kick.
Yeah,
he?
That's what I was saying. Yeah. I was like, I seen enough,
like,
bro.
Come on, Tyler. Like, he almost let the ball out. You know, you had to field it because when you want to kick off, if it lands in that landing zone, if it hits in the landing zone, you got to return it, right? So, fortunately enough, the ball rolled into the pylon and they called it a touchback. But it's like, dog, you like just grab the ball and run, nigga. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Go. What are you doing? I don't get it. So, you know, maybe it's new rules and stuff that he's trying to adjust to, but, you know, we'll see, man. We'll see. Tyler Scott, I thought it was a lot of talent there and there was some potential, but, man. That's a disappointment, dog.
A huge disappointment.
Reminiscent of what's the other wide receiver that had all that talent and squandered it, it seemed like.
Quite a few, bro.
I was going to say it's a lot.
What was his name? He was drafted in like the second or the third round.
What, Love Era?
No.
I think I know you're talking about. It was one
Nagy Era, I think it was. He got in a fight on the field. Remember that?
Oh, Anthony Miller.
Anthony Miller, yeah.
Bum.
Ton of talent, bro. He had talent.
Bum.
He had talent, but he didn't utilize it the right way.
I saw Anthony Miller. He's trying to make the Ravens.
Really?
Yeah, they was trying to bring him over there. Man, he ain't making that shit. Slow ass. He ain't making that shit. Anyway, fuck him.
At least Tyler Scott's fast, bro. Remember Tyler Scott? We had that one play where it was that shot play they had for him, and he just straight dropped it.
Oh my God, bro.
Yeah.
Like, why'd they even draw that up for him though? That was the second part. Like, he's a rookie.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Where are they now? Drywall. Drywall. Doing drywall. Drywall.
We're in prison like Josh Bellamy.
Like, bro, they laying drywall right now. That's what they doing. Mudding and drywalling, nigga. Get to work. That's what they doing. Straight like that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Tyler Scott was a disappointment. Yeah, he had all that speed.
Oh, my God. All that speed, all that man. Speed.
It's like these motherfuckers get to the league, bro, and just forget how to play football. I don't understand it.
Either that or they just can't handle it, bro. Like it's some people that just can't handle it. They don't – they never get their footing. They never get comfortable in the game at the pro level, and they just fall off the earth, bro.
Just happy to be drafted. That's and what shit. It seems
like. Yeah.
Get them their first sniff of ass or something, and it's over. Seriously, it seemed like it's over. Remember that fucking quarterback we had, Caleb Haney?
Yeah.
Oh,
God. Remember. Caleb Haney, a color went down and got hurt. We was like, oh, we straight? We got Caleb. Yeah, we got Caleb Haney. That was the last fucking Caleb on this team. And, oh, man, did he stink it up. It was like we took like five straight L's, bro. Like to the nasty ass Raiders of all teams, bro. This one, the Raiders was trash.
In that game against the Green Bay, was it when Cutler tore his meniscus or whatever?
Yeah,
whatever that was.
Yeah, they played Todd Collins.
Yeah,
and then Caleb came in and oh shit, we may have a chance. He can bring us back, Caleb Haney. Okay, but whatever. You know what I'm saying? We lost 21-14, but Caleb actually balled out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Outside of that pick six to B.J. Raji, fat ass. But he almost did it. You know what I'm saying? So coming into the season, we was amped up. Like, yeah, all right, shit, we got somebody solid behind Jay Cutler. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, all right, shit going to be all right. So if Cutler go down, oh, shit, don't sweat it. We got Caleb Haney. Man, we lost five straight motherfucking games, dog. Against some of the nastiest fucking teams in the league. Fucking Raiders. The Raiders. The Oakland fucking Raiders. They were so trash during that time. Trash.
Yep.
And we was taking L's. Always left us with what if. What if. What if Lovey would have fucking pulled Rex Grossman in the Super Bowl and put Kyle Orton in about second quarter? Do we win that game? I do. I think so. Rex was back there playing 500 with the fucking football.
I don't know. Not Nate. I think you would have just had to make that. Just made him the starter throughout the whole year. You know what I mean?
Shit, he won nine straight games.
Which they wanted. That's what the Bears players wanted.
Yeah, he won nine straight games.
Yeah, they won it. They Urlacher will tell you, yeah, Cal Orton. Should have been Cal Orton. For that team, that's all they needed, you know?
That's it. Just don't fucking lose us the game.
Yeah, that's all they needed.
Don't turn it over. That's all we ask you to do, bro. Don't turn this motherfucker over.
Win that motherfucker or lose it. Like, Rex will win it or lose it.
Yeah, the ultimate kick in the nuts. We trade this motherfucker away. We go get Jay Cutler, and then we play Denver, and this motherfucker whoop our ass. He was tearing our ass up. I said, oh my God. I can't believe this shit. I can't believe it.
So Bears.
Couldn't believe it. Duh, him and Greg Lloyd was tearing our ass up. I said, well,
everybody left and wore us out. Remember when Cedric Benson left and went to Cincinnati?
Yeah, and wore us out in Cincinnati. I said,
for 200 yards or something?
Yeah
200 like yards 200 rushing. Yards on
yeah.
Woe us out.
Jeez.
Like, man.
Crash.
Like, where like, damn, we cursed, dog.
That's the way it goes. That's the way it is.
Let's get to the
what y'all want to get to? Did y'all want to get to the defense real quick?
Yeah, let's run it through.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Kick it off, man.
It's like, all right. So, I mean, so with the defense, what are we looking at when we looking at this game coming up, right? Because you got starters that's going to be out there and so on and so forth. What do you really want to see? Because I already know. I know what I want to see, but I want to know what y'all want to see from it.
I want to see defensive pressures. I want to see sacks. I want to see chaos from the D-line. I want to see pressure from the edges. That back seven is okay. You know what I'm saying? That back seven is straight. Like I said, we got whenever Jalen Johnson gets healthy, we got Johnson, we got Stevenson, we got
Kyler.
We got Kyler. You know what I'm saying? We got Bird and we got Brisker. Bro, we straight. Then the linebacker, we straight. That back seven is on point. It's that front four is what matters. That front four is going to determine what's going to happen, if we're going to have a long season or if we're going to, you know, or we're going to be able to sustain some success. Because it's going to be a lot of times, bro, we're going to determine that defense to fucking keep us in games. Because right now, with our quarterback situation, we can't have him play, go out there, put his cape on, and play hero ball or be Superman, bro. We're going to get blown the fuck out. And I'm just going to be honest. We get down. What people don't understand, right? Y'all, and I want y'all to understand this while you're listening to this. We are not in a position to go down two scores and come back. That's just not going to happen. We need to keep shit as close as we can. And that defense is going to keep us in a lot of games, but we can't do stupid shit offensively or defensively to allow ourselves to get in too big of a hole to climb out of right now.
And that's not even saying, and I don't think any team wants to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's no slight for when we say this. It's no slight when they're just saying we can't play from behind. No team want to play from behind. Let's just be real. You know what I'm saying? So So people take it offense to it. It's just the facts of football. You don't want to get behind in a game and have to battle back every time, because you waste more energy chasing somebody down than you do running away from them.
Facts.
That's a proven fact. You know what I'm saying? It's proven. So, you know, what I'm looking for when it comes to this Bears defense is the front four line. Like you said, I know what Dennis Allen brings to the table as a defensive coordinator. He's aggressive, right? So he's going to send blitzes when he needs to. He's going to do certain things like that. But can our front four provide some pressure? Or do we only get pressure when we bring a blitz? Mm. That's what I want to see. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I want to see over the course of the next – you know, this game, of course, and then maybe next game and the early part of the season, that's going to tell me what our defense is going to do, right? Because if you can get pressure with your front four, and any defensive lineman will tell you that, our job is to get pressure with the front four. The front four gets the pressure. You bring them blitzes, that's hot grits. That's what you bring on third down. That's what you bring when you want to put them in a – when you want to speed them up. But your responsibility – is to get pressure with that front four. So that's what I'm looking for with the Bears. You know, Montez Sweat, is he going to have a back bounce back? Who's going to be on the other side that's going to be doing damage or doing work?
Dayo Odingbo. That's what I want to see.
Exactly. Odingbo. Yeah, exactly. I want to see him ball out, right? I want to see Grady Jarrett do his
Grady
thing.
Grady Jarrett,
and,
yeah.
And, of course, you know, Jerron Dexter keep taking steps.
Dexter,
as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got guys now. And I want to see how it comes together. If you can get pressure with that front four, and then when Dennis Allen dials up the blitzes and things like that, or brings some pressure, then that makes your team just much better, man. But if you can't get pressure with the front four, and the only time you get pressure is with a blitz, it's going to be a long season. It's going to be a long season.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you got to stop that run. I don't want to see any gashes. That's another thing I don't want to see. You know, dudes running and picking up 15 yards, 8 yard chunks. Nah, you need to be getting stopped in the backfield, 2-3 yard gains. We need to see third and longs. Yep. And that's when you can pin those ears back and say, okay, we got good coverage, but
we coming.
Yeah, we coming because we know we're going to be able to cover you for that 2 seconds because we're going to be on your backfield. We're going to send a Ruben Hippolyte up and throw an A gap, you know. With that 4-4 speed and say, hey.
Dog, you should have said pause at least 3 times in that whole little salute.
Hey, you know what, bro?
We're going to be in the backfield. We coming. Pause.
But I'm going to give you, hey, Adam, my man, bro, you listen to that broadcast. He was like, He got in the backfield and swallowed him up. He just ate him up in the backfield. Just ate him up, swallowed him up.
It's like they was doing that. They was doing that with John Madden one time.
I was like, Adam, John, I mean, doing that on purpose, bro. All of his stuff. I mean, young. So I was like, he doing that on purpose. He doing that on purpose, bro.
Yeah, he doing that on purpose.
He was doing that on purpose, bro. He had me dying. He's like, he kept swallowing them up in the backfield. So yeah. Yeah, but that's what I want to see in that A-gap. Swallowing them up in the backfield.
Yeah, you gotta get in that in
that gap. Yeah.
They do need to. They need to.
Yeah.
You gotta see that from that front four, man. Cause the front four is what's gonna make that secondary better too.
Mm-hmm.
Because they ain't got to cover people for 5-6 seconds. You know what I mean? If you got guys that can put pressure on the quarterback, that speeds him up, he has to make a difficult decision quicker, right? Mm-hmm. Faster than what he wants to. And many times you throw off the timing of routes, you throw off other guys' patterns. That's where the Bears have problems, right? When they can't protect the quarterback and the wide receivers know that, they know they either got to get in and out of their breaks quicker than what they normally have. They running them at the wrong distances. You know what I mean? You're not running a 7 yard out. You're running it 6.5 yards. You throw everything off because everything is sped up because the defensive line can get to the quarterback. So if they can do that, man, the secondary is going to be better than what we anticipate them being right now.
Yeah. Next. And then them DBs, they physical, they big. You know, that's what the Miami Dolphins were saying. They were rerouting them.
Yeah.
Jamming them at the line because that's how we're playing. We ain't playing like that old Eberflus. We all 10 yards off the ball. You just do what you want to do. We just
run it off.
Yeah. Yeah. So they when we get JJ back, and until then, we got Nayshon.
15 yard out.
Yeah, you can have that 15. Oh my God. PTSD, bro. <It's>
Go ahead. You can have that. You can have that 18 yards. Take that 18 yards and then throw the Hail Mary. We good.
All right.
PTSD.
We trust it.
So man, that's all I got this week.
That's all I got, man. And we see what they do on Sunday. You know.
Yeah, man.
Hopefully it look good. Hopefully they look good.
Yeah.
That's all we got.
Sure. I might get spaces cracking Sunday, man, just to see what it's like. Uh-oh. Since we got starters, man. Matter of fact, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna get spaces started.
We're gonna get the drunken
Bears. It's a Sunday game too. 1 o'clock. Yeah, we're gonna get the drunken Bears fans early.
They're gonna be in their mold styles. You go with the ice slushing around.
What you say?
Here we go.
He'll be digging deep in the mold styles in that cold ass igloo. Down to the last one. We need to start baiting.
Right. Get old Rick drunk ass on there.
get down to the last one, man, of the 12 pack.
Absolutely. 12 at the case. bottom of the case. you know how he used to get. I'm quite sober, honestly. Like, no, you're not. Stop. You're lying. Okay. Stop it.
We know better.
Some of these takes, you gotta be drunk. Because if your ass sober, then you need some serious, serious mental therapy, my brother. There's no way.
Alcoholic. He's an alcoholic, bro.
Man, seriously, you can look at his fucking profile picture and tell he's an alcoholic. Like, damn.
Shit all puffy.
Drinking them fucking old bro, fashions, man. Your liver. Like, yeah, bro, sure. You done had one too many, check. Man. Shit. Look like his picture hung over. Like,
that's what I said. He'll drink a drink.
Shit.
We can drink a bottle.
A kegger.
Keg. Like,
damn.
This is hair work. All right, man. Don't get too drunk. Don't drink a dry beer, fam. Get an Uber.
Damn right.
Yeah, man. Get
an
Uber.
Lyft. That's all I got, man.
All right, man, we out of here.
That's it for this week, man. Y'all take it easy. Be safe.
Peace.
Peace.